Welcome back to Moments of Horror. Today's spooky tale is U is for uneven. Mitch had always been the practical type. Former army, current plumber. The kind of guy who double checks locks, keeps a flashlight in the glove box, and always, always keeps his house keys on the same silver hook by the door. But that night, something was off. He'd pulled into his driveway a little after 9, same as always. But when he reached for the hook inside the truck, no keys, just an empty loop swinging like a lazy pendulum. He checked the cup holder. Nothing. Floor mats? Empty. He retraced every step. Work site, gas station, fast food, nothing. Frustrated, he went around back to check the spare. His boots crunched unevenly across the gravel path. That's when he noticed it. The back porch light was out. He knew it had been on that morning. He remembered because it flickered, and he'd made a mental note to change it. Odd. Still, he crouched near the fake rock where the spare was hidden. He turned it over. The key was there, but bent. Almost like it had been stepped on. Twice. He held it in his palm, and for a second, he hesitated. The air was cold, but not just cold. Still. The kind of still where even the bugs don't dare make noise. He slid the key into the back door. It resisted, just slightly, then turned with a dry click. Inside, the house was dark, but not dark enough, because someone had left the hallway light on. Mitch called out, no answer. He moved slowly through the kitchen, the floorboards beneath him creaking with a rhythm that felt off, like someone else's weight was on them too. That's when he saw it. Just past the hallway, on the floor, near the stairs, his keys, laid out neatly, each one removed from the ring, aligned in a perfect row. Except, they weren't perfect. The spacing was uneven, slightly crooked, like someone had tried to mimic order, but didn't quite understand it. His stomach dropped. He turned to leave, and stepped on something soft.
He looked down.
A sock. Not his. Too small. Too damp. In the reflection of the microwave, Mitch saw movement behind him. A shape. Slender. Watching. He spun. Nothing. But the hallway light flickered once. Then again. Then went out. He backed into the living room, heart racing. Grabbed his phone. No signal. Landline. Dead. Then the stairs creaked. One step. Then another. But no one was on them. Mitch ran to the front door. The bolt wouldn't turn. He pounded on the glass. The hallway behind him creaked again. This time, from the ceiling. He looked up. Above him, in the attic hatch, the thin pull string slowly descended. And then, tap, tap, tap. A single, uneven knock from the attic door. Slow, deliberate, not loud, but certain. Mitch stared at it, frozen. Then, from behind the hatch, his voice. A perfect mimic. Hey, I think I found my keys. They found the front door open the next morning. No sign of forced entry, no fingerprints, just the keys. Still in a row, still just slightly uneven. And Mitch never found, only the sound of footsteps in the attic and the occasional whisper in his voice, asking from somewhere just behind you. Hey, have you seen my keys? Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, and always remember, you matter. You mean something. Go be kind.